This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband loves to go tit for tat with me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in my mid-30s and I've been married for a year. My husband was great at first, but I'm seeing a side of him that's been bugging me. When we first met, I was in a relationship and my boyfriend had cheated on me, so I slept with the guy that I'm now married to get back at my boyfriend. My now husband knew what I was doing and he was with it as long as he could sleep with me. We became close after that and he eventually got a divorce and I broke up with my boyfriend so we could be together. After a few months of living with him, he spent the night with his ex-wife. He said that he thought I would understand since I'm a cheater. That struck a chord with me, but what could I say? I did cheat on my ex with him. So fast forward to a few years down the line and we had a major argument and I left his house for 2 months. During the breakup, I was messing with a barber that cuts my son's hair. I never expected anyone to find out, but the stylist started gossiping and the rumors spread. I ended up getting back with my man and we got married a year ago. Just days after the wedding, he let me know that he knew all about me and the barber sneaking around. I admitted that I did it because I never want to lie to my husband. I felt so good about being honest, but my husband always has to go tit for tat with me, and I was afraid he would seek revenge. Last week, he stayed out all night, and he told me that he was with his ex-wife. This marriage won't last if he's always playing tit for tat with me. How can we remain faithful and stop playing these games? Faithful. Well, I don't know how you can. I don't think you can. You've proven that time and time again. Both of you have. Haven't you heard the saying, if he'll cheat with you, he'll cheat on you? That's a real saying. And it applies here. This marriage was doomed before it even started because you guys cheated. You cheated on him. You cheated with him on your boyfriend and he cheated with you on his wife. Then he left his wife to marry you. I mean, this is a mess on every level. And can I just say that cheating is not really what they meant when they were talking about tit for tat? I mean, okay, tit for tat does mean, you know, giving back an equal retaliation for something done to you. We can say that. But not in cheating, though. Not in cheating. That's just too much. It's too far. Just leave if you got to do all of this. I don't understand why you're staying when you know he cheats and he knows you cheat. What kind of marriage is this? And you guys can't get past it because the trust is broken. What are you going to do about this? This is crazy. Steve?
First of all, there's no point in writing us this letter. Nothing. There is not one single redeeming quality. And then the one redeeming quality you tried to show backfires. So here we go. My husband loves to go tit for tat with me. Well, that means you do something, I do something. You do something, I do. You do it back, you do it, I do it. I do it, you do it. That's okay, got it. Okay, here we go. I mean, you're in your mid-30s. You've been married for a year. Your husband was great at first, but I'm seeing a side of him that's been bugging me. When y'all first met, you were in a relationship with your boyfriend who cheated on you. So you slept with the guy that you married to now to get back at my boyfriend. All right, here we go. Now, you did something, lady, to your boyfriend that was tit for tat. You cheating on me, I'm gonna cheat for you. You introduced this, but it wasn't just you, because watch this. My now husband knew I was doing it, and he was with it as long as he could sleep with me. Well, ain't that always the case? We became close after that. He eventually got a divorce, and I broke up. Whoa. You can't just throw that in there. We saw that. You said we became close after he eventually got a divorce and I broke up with my boyfriend so we could be together. Wait a minute. So now he was cheating on his wife with you. So he was cheating on his wife. You cheated on your boyfriend with him. He was cool with it. After a few months of living with him, where did this come from? Y'all just moved it. See, you throwing stuff in here like ain't nobody reading this damn letter. After a few months of living with him, what you living with him for? He spent the night with his ex-wife.
What? What?
This letter, you could never take a breath in this letter. One thing I would give a lady, she must have, you remember that book used to come out called Reader's Digest? What Reader's Digest did was it took long stories and condensed them.
Yeah.
Well, you could hear up and read it. Well, this is Reader's Digest, Strawberry Letter. this she just hair up. And after a few months, he spent the night with his ex-wife. He said he thought I would understand since I'm a cheater. That struck a chord with me. But what could I say? Okay. I don't know what you could have said, but what? You could have said what like we saying.
Yeah.
I did cheat on my ex with him. So when we come back, we'll read the rest of this crazy-ass letter.
Yes. All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband loves to go tit for tat with me. We'll get into it, back into it right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband loves to go tit for tat with me.
This letter's so crazy, y'all. This is a letter about two people who don't need to be married. This woman is married now. And the way they met was she was in a relationship with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend cheated on her. So to get back at him, she started cheating with another guy. The guy she started cheating with is her husband now. He knew, her husband knew that she had this ex-boyfriend and was cheating on him, but he was cool with it. So then y'all, after you left your boyfriend and he got a divorce, you threw that in there on us, then you discovered that your boyfriend was cheating on his wife. Your boyfriend is now your husband who was cheating on his wife. So both of y'all was cheating at the same time. So y'all got a divorce, broke up with your boyfriend so we could be together. Then as soon as y'all got together, y'all obviously moved in. A few months after living with him, he spent the night with his ex-wife. He said he thought I would understand since I'm a cheater. And I guess he was saying, you already know I'm a cheater. Because I was cheating on my wife when I was with you. And it was cool with you. Because you were cheating on your boyfriend. So when I started cheating on with her again, what is the damn problem?
Right. You nailed it, Steve.
That struck a chord with me, but what could I say? I did cheat on my ex with him. So fast forward a few years down the line, we had a major argument, and I left his house for 2 months. Okay. During the breakup, I was messing with a barber that cuts my son's hair. You don't waste no damn time. You get right on back in relationship. Because soon as you and your boyfriend broke up and he got divorced, y'all moved in together. As soon as y'all had an argument and you left his house, I'm going to go down here and sleep with my son's barber. I never expected anybody to find out, but the stylist started gossiping and the rumor spread. Then I ended up getting back with my man and we got married a year ago.
Ooh.
On the basis of what?
That's a lot.
What was this marriage for?
Cheating.
I don't understand it. And just 8 days. Days after the wedding, he let me know he knew all about me and the barber sneaking around. I admitted it because I never want to lie to my husband. Pump the brakes right here. Where do these morals come from all of a sudden? Now, all of a sudden, you want to be moral. I never want to lie to my husband. Wait a minute. Since when did lying become worse than cheating? I don't understand. Let's talk about the importance, the significance, and the value of lying.
Don't they go together, though?
What?
Cheating and lying.
Oh, absolutely. One has nothing to do with the other.
I think if you cheat, you lie. If you lie, you cheat.
No. Surely, that's not the case. Lying is a separate skill set that requires lying holds relationships together. Lying leads to everlasting peace. Lying is needed in order to maintain a level of serenity.
I don't know.
Don't you dare put cheating in there.
Dare me.
How dare you? But it felt so good about being honest. Finally. You talking about honesty felt good? Okay. But my husband always has to go tit for tat with me. And I was afraid he would seek revenge. That's what you did in the beginning. Last week, he stayed out all night. And he told me he was with his ex-wife. This marriage won't last if he's always playing tit for tat for me. What marriage? What marriage are y'all talking about? I don't understand. When people get married, you remember these words y'all say at the altar?
Come on.
Remember that? So now, I'm just trying to ask you. I'm asking you now. Which one of them words did you say? Maybe y'all wrote your own vows.
That could have happened.
That could have been it. Mm-hmm. And on them ain't worth a damn. How can we remain faithful and stop playing these games? Y'all can't. Mm-mm. Neither one of y'all has a track record of being faithful.
Right.
Faithful is not what you do. Y'all don't need to be married. Because as soon as something go wrong, y'all go get somebody else. It ain't even got to be nothing wrong, but he done already told you, since you cheat, I know you understand. I'm over here with my ex-wife.
It's kind of like an open marriage, open. Is it?
This
kinda.
One right here, open.
They cheat and do whatever they want to do and come back to each other.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
This is. But why is everybody surprised? When they get the open news though,
when they cheat,
what is this all a gasp for?
Mm-hmm.
Man, please, bye. Why y'all married? Why y'all write us?
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.